going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
NBA playoffs, for the most part, have been really good so far. We had that dog with Cleveland, Indiana last night. But let's talk some NBA now. Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com, joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Steve, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to the playoffs, this news that Shams Charania, I guess, broke because nothing's happened yet, but this Giannis is open to possibilities this offseason. Just in your opinion, has he played his last game with the Bucks?
No, I would say no. The difficulties of making trades, of pleasing all parties, of meeting salary cap obligations, I think it becomes very difficult. This is not a guy who has said word one about wanting out of Milwaukee. So, no, I'm kind of amused by all this, but I'm also impatient with it too. I've spent much of my career in flyover, medium to smaller markets. I started in Milwaukee. I worked for a long time in Minneapolis. It becomes a thing where if it's not Giannis, it's Kevin Garnett back in the day. You know, before that it was Kareem. Now Kareem wanted out of Milwaukee. That's a big difference. You never hear about the unhappy superstar who, hey, he may look to force his way out of L.A. or Miami or New York. I just think there's an arrogance to this from major market media people, and it becomes, self-fulfilling. ESPN was just as strident, just as adamant prior to Giannis signing, I think, two contract extensions ago that, he might want out of there. This is before they won a championship. Yeah, I think that this is recreational by a lot of these outlets. There may be truth. Look, I think there's some truth to it all the time. Every market, every top five or top 10 player in the league, that he wants to know his team has a chance to compete. Most of these guys, I think there are probably some that are, they like where they live and they like what they're paid, and winning another ring, if they already have one, is maybe not top priority. But I think that generally speaking, the superstars are essentially part of the front office where they want to be in the loop. And so that to me means this isn't news. And then the fact that it always seems to focus on the same markets or the same type of markets, and now maybe it's fueled additionally by nobody wants to have the second Luka Doncic trade happen without saying, hey, I was onto this. I don't think it's frankly, I'm not even sure that it's responsible, whatever you want to call it, because it's to me, it's not really journalism.
Amen. Let's stay in sort of flyover country. I was a big Cleveland Cavaliers believer. They showed me through the length and breadth of a regular season that I thought they were one of the most balanced teams in the league. I love what their second unit gave them. I thought they could beat you with offense. They could beat you with defense. Seemed to have a real home court advantage. Now they obviously are on the precipice of perhaps getting unmasked by the Pacers. If this does go that way, what I guess probing questions does that ask about their mix and what the constitution of that team looks like moving forward? Or do they just stay the course and larger sample size, and eventually these guys will look in the playoffs for three or four rounds like they do in the regular season?
Well, you know, I was worried about the Cavaliers in the first round. I thought that Miami was going to be a bad draw for them. Miami, you know, traditionally is a pretty tough out, and they were not, to me, your typical play-in survivor. And I thought that Cleveland was going to have its toughness or lack of toughness tested by the Heat. Well, the Heat really weren't able to do that, and Cleveland withstood that and breezed through the first round. But I think the ingredient that the Cavaliers have missed for a couple of years, as they have become deeper and more talented and more experienced, is sort of a grittiness, a toughness, someone that will say, you know, now I know Donovan Mitchell is capable of saying, you know, climb on my back,
yeah,
back fellas. But he's also a guy who was hurt for the elimination game last year. It's uncertain what his status is going to be after he didn't play the second half last night. You know, so you've got to be on the floor as well. You hate to get labeled if you're the Cavaliers as a great regular season team, but it seems like they've been a year behind in their development for the last few, where you expect them to go a little bit farther than they did 2 years ago. Last year, I thought that they would, and then this year again. Now, Indiana is a pretty feisty opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a deep team, and they come at you, and they are not shy in the way they play their offense, and they get you on your heels, which to me just sort of makes it even more a priority to have some toughness and to be able to shift gears and force your agenda on games. And, you know, I haven't seen that with Cleveland. Now, they did have, you know, three guys out for one game, right? They had Mobley and Garland and Hunter. And, you know, but again, it's sort of like some of these, you know, you expect somebody to be almost like a Curt Schilling and have blood on their socks and still be out there or something at this time of year. So, I think it will raise question marks about their toughness, whether they need to bring in somebody else and just break up the comfortable chemistry that they appear to have.
Steve, let's get into tonight's slate. It feels weird saying this about a team that's leading in the series, but does tonight feel close to a must-win for the Knicks?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think Boston's the best team in the league. I picked them before the season to repeat as champions. You know, this league has had, I think, about six different champs in the past six seasons. And I figured, okay, we're going to get a repeat finally again. And I think the Celtics are good enough. I think probably they had a little bit of a wake-up call. They've tried to manage the season maybe, you know, certainly more than last year and maybe more than they should have. They rarely had their full complement of players out there. They would always spot one or two guys nights off or extended layoff if they needed an extra. They'd give them an extra game. If they were going to be out one, they'd be out two. And so, you know, when you do start to have everybody available and you tighten the rotation, it changes things up. But I think Boston, if they even this series and then it's best out of three with, you know, the extra game at the Garden, at the Boston Garden, yeah, I think New York will be running on fumes at that point.
Talking with Steve Ashburner, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go out west, Steve. Minnesota and Golden State. Can Golden State serve until Steph Curry gets back, or is this thing over?
No, I don't think it's over by a long shot. I think Minnesota needs to approach this as they need to choke this thing off as quickly as they can. I mean, even if they win tonight, you know, who knows? I mean, Steph Curry might all of a sudden be out there for game five. I think Minnesota's going to see him again regardless, and they want to see him as little as possible. I mean, he was only around for 13 minutes in game one and helped his team to a 10-point lead. Minnesota never recovered from that, even though they had another 30 minutes or so to go in the game. So, no, I don't think Minnesota is capable of or deserving of overconfidence at all. Jimmy Butler's a threat. Kuminga at least has provided points. You know, he's raw talent, and I think the reason that maybe he'd been out of the rotation is, you know, he hasn't shown yet at this in his fourth year the on-court intelligence to sort of play the Warriors system. But in terms of just quickness and strength and leaping ability, I mean, he obviously can play the game of basketball. So, you know, he's a threat. Butler could finish stronger than he did in game three. I would assume Draymond Green will stay on the floor this time and not foul out. He's always at risk of getting thrown out, but I don't think he'll foul out in this one. And so, no. And then, you know, they're still at home. So the role players like Pajemski or Moody, you know, Santos, Jackson Davis, one or two of those guys rises up and all of a sudden, you know, Minnesota's backpedaling.
Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com. Steve, thank you as always for your time. This was
great. Thank you.
You got it, fellas.
Appreciate it. Coming up next, T-Bone time. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
News broke towards the end of our show Friday that the Cowboys reached out to the Ravens to inquire about Rashad Bateman. Yeah. Crazy times when teams are reaching out to the Ravens to try to get one of their wide receivers. So speaking of Bateman coming off a career year, what could we expect for an encore? That's next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.